It is just after 4 o'clock at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2025. We just had a fantastic visit with DeMarvian Overshone.
What a dude.
Here at the Plano Center.
I think we're all friends now.
Yeah.
I think he likes us.
Well, we already were.
Okay.
Hardline, we go way back. But yes, this is the Hardline. We have Bob, and we have Corby, and we have myself, Dave. We're also joined by David Mino. And
old Hardline.
Yeah.
I used to be a producer.
That's true.
For like a month.
He used to be on the Slack
like
channel.
Yeah. I still am. I still get the helplines on there.
And we are also...
What a treat.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty
great.
Sorry
about that.
We are also joined by another world-famous Longhorn.
You booked us back-to-back.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It is PY, Peyton Yeager of Fox 4.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Why are you so far away? Is that like everyone has their own chair?
I kind of gravitated to this chair.
I feel like I'm yelling.
I'll move to this one.
Yeah, he's just been... That's been your chair the whole time.
It's okay.
Been
really it's fine. Weird. It's fine. Don't ruin it now.
Okay, so were you... So Peyton's been our good buddy now for a couple of years.
A year, but it's good, guys.
Whatever. We love having you on. And
she's practically on the hard line.
But Peyton is 100%, and I say this with great conviction, the number one Longhorn fan on the planet. Ahead of Jacob Detamore and whatever he pretends to be.
Brother. She likes the Longhorns, huh?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
No one's sitting in that chair.
I know,
chair.
It's lonely, isn't it?
But how many games did you make it to this year?
11.
11.
I know. I love you all, but I really came to see Agent Zero.
Yeah, were you starstruck? You got to meet DeMarvian Overshone.
I don't get nervous really ever, but I was a little nervous.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that he has a girlfriend and a child.
No, I'm good. I'm good. No, I just support them. Yeah, I went to 11 games this year, and y'all were at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the October one, the January one.
Yeah, and they were outside.
We were broadcasting outside.
No, they were. They were outside.
Yeah. You know, we were doing it. We said we would stay out here
in the studio.
Until the Longhorns lost, we were going to remain outside.
Okay, so I'm driving, or I'm Ubering home. Obviously, we all know what happened. And
what happened? I didn't watch.
And all my friends came in town. They were, like, going out. They're like, oh, win or lose, we're going. Win or lose, we booze. I don't roll like that.
You have to win to booze.
Win, I'll buy everyone in this room alcohol.
Yeah.
Lose, I will cry on the way home.
Yeah.
And I want to be alone.
Sure.
And I want to cry in my pillow. And I can't go out in public or I'm going to be crazy.
Right.
So he texts me and he's like, oh, let's grab a beer. Like casual. Like, oh, let's go out to Texas Live. What Longhorn fans goes out after that? And I think I said a few cuss words.
I cried. I was just checking to see how you were.
This is what happens. We win, no one texts me.
Yeah.
But when we lose, I can't even open my phone because it's like,
all those people are jerks.
There's people out here.
I was looking out for your well-being.
You were a Sooner trying to rub dirt in the
world.
Not
at all.
People, my phone is going crazy. The tweets are going crazy. I don't even get that many tweets on my birthday.
Here, hang on. There you go.
Oh. I don't even get that many tweets on my birthday, but when the Longhorns lose.
Do you want tweets on your birthday?
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, by the way.
I'm 30. I just turned 30. And y'all just turned 30.
Yeah.
We did. It's about time for you to retire from TV then.
Jeez.
What's that supposed to mean?
She's over the hill in TV years.
Am I doing this right?
I'm sorry.
Ducey still works there. She's fine.
Yeah, but he's a dude. Yeah.
Clarice Tinsley still works there. My God.
I just wanted to say, I'm disappointed for the Longhorns.
I know.
But Jack Sawyer saved my life in Picks with Friends, and so...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of just as good.
Yeah, I forgot.
Aren't you happy for Bob?
I do love Bob.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. No,
I've just now recovered from it.
It's taken you months.
I mean, I had to cancel my trip to Atlanta.
Well, yeah. I mean, you didn't want to go to that game. Were you going?
I was going.
No matter what.
I was already booked.
Okay.
That's a bad idea. You can't book before the win. You just jinxed it.
But you got to make plans. You can't like say, okay, now I'm ready to go because
it's
the hotels
schedule
are all...
for human
well,
beings,
you have
Bob.
To, but you have to know that the second you make plans, because we're definitely going to beat Ohio State or Texas, I mean, who...
God, he's being a jerk now.
No.
No, I'm not being a jerk. I am explaining the problems of booking a head around... situation of a very tight matchup.
I had all of the playoffs booked. So I went to the New Year's one, and I was like, I was more worried about Arizona State than Ohio State. I was like, if we beat them, I think we're going to go, we're going to come back. And so I was very confident. But,
okay, well,
but yeah, I said choice words to Corby.
Yeah.
And I was crying. I sent him like a crying selfie. I was like, leave me the
F alone.
Oh,
yeah. So then I had
and
to.
And then I sent an apology, right?
Yeah.
And did he send a selfie back?
Like,
it's probably like middle finger.
What happened?
Okay, so.
The what happened text.
If you met DeMarvian, who is your one Texas fangirl crush that you haven't met, like Longhorn?
I don't have a crush.
Well, you know what I mean. Just player guy.
Why does everything have to be a crush?
Yeah, I know. Why
is it not?
Why is it all sexual?
Why can't she just football?
Okay, wait. First of all, before I answer that question, Fox 4 tent is next to the weed tent.
Chiba Hut is not weed. It's sandwiches.
I mean.
No, the weed one over there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Well, you can get high.
No.
You get drug tested?
No, but...
Have you ever been drug tested?
At a different city, yes.
In Oklahoma City?
No, not Oklahoma City.
Yeah, because they're weed's legal there.
Yeah. In Arkansas. And there was a hair test, guys.
Oh, my God. Did they find acid?
And it was my call. I didn't do anything bad, but it was right out of college.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we need a chunk of your hair out of the back.
I thought it was just one strand.
No,
they need a
it
chunk?
Was like a chunk.
They always said that to the people that I knew that may have taken LSD once or twice. They're like, bro, you just got to know that someday they could take a hair test and find all of this.
And they say it goes back like 20 years or something. Everything is in there.
Yeah, everything.
No.
So
I don't have a crush.
Okay.
I have met Vince Young. That is iconic.
Yeah.
Other than that,
Bonzi Wells. You met him.
Bijan, probably.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Bijan number one. What about Colt?
I've met him.
Yeah. What about Arch?
I think that is going to be everybody's.
Yeah.
New. One, but
are you excited about it?
Yeah, I'm really
like,
excited.
Were you one of those horns that was down on Ewers?
No, never. I was like, this is controversial, but I was like, play him. I know that Sark's going to play him for the rest of the year, and that's the way that it's going to be. So I was like, this is the way that it's going to be. Let's ride with it.
But don't you, like we talked about this a ton this year, don't you think Sark, if Arch was better and better prepared
well,
to play, then, well, no, then,
no
then Ewers, yeah. Then he would have played him. Sark's not going to be like, you know what? I don't want a national championship this year. Let's just rest him. And he would have played him had he been ready. No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I think the person that played was the person that was ready. And like
exactly.
That's the way that it is.
And you can't blame Quinn on what happened there at the end of that game either, at all.
So were you locked in when you were a little girl watching Vince Young?
Because
I have you at roughly 10?
No, her parents...
11?
Her parents hated Texas.
Yeah, I was 10 at the time. My parents went to Michigan.
Okay.
But they moved down to Texas in 84.
Uh-huh.
And my dad grew up hating two teams, Texas and USC.
Okay.
And obviously Ohio State. I mean, that's a given. But, like, other than in the Big Ten. And so then, yeah. No, I'm the only Longhorn in my family, but I ride hard.
Yeah.
And now we all go, and it's a thing, and I get all my friends to
go. They cheer for him now that you went there?
Yeah. We went to Ann Arbor last year as a family, and that was house divided. But other than that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
Was it always Texas that you wanted to go to growing up?
Yes. There's no other school in Texas I would go to. Absolutely not.
Ooh. You hear that?
Oh, my God.
This guy's happy.
Where were you earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. The band
Peyton,
isn't...
You did, what, like a couple weeks or a month out in California? Was that...
I did.
You were covering the wildfires?
Oh, yeah. I got a text.
Covering the Luka trade.
I got a text that y'all... You said that you were going to get a vasectomy or something.
Again?
When I was out in LA.
He's always trying.
When I was out in LA, I got a call from one of my guy friends who listens to you guys, and they were and they were like, "Hey, you gotta turn on the ticket right now." I was like, "I'm in LA," and everyone thought I was there for the Luka trade. No, that just happened.
Weren't we talking about her being in LA or something?
Yeah,
we
were talking about why she was out there because I wasn't sure if this was a permanent move or you were
like
just
you got
there
traded
for coverage.
I was on the plane to LA the day the trade happened.
Yeah.
So I was traded with him. I'm just kidding.
That's
that
really weird, though.
It was really weird.
So what was it like?
When I was in LA?
The wildfire thing, yeah.
Yeah, so for people that don't know, I went out to LA.
Yeah, half of California burned down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
you hadn't heard.
Fox LA needed help.
Wait a minute.
Needed help, so I went out for like a week and a half to help out our Fox station in LA.
So what did you get to do? I don't know if get's the right word, but what did they have you do?
Were
you in Palisades and all that?
I was in Altadena. There's the Palisades in Altadena, and I was in the Altadena one, and the neighborhood is just destroyed. I mean, there's a million stories.
Is it the weirdest looking scene? Because seeing it in pictures is haunting and terrible and all that, but seeing it live, or
you see it in the news, and it's like kind of goes over your head. But being there, and I've seen tornadoes. I worked in Oklahoma City. I've seen tornadoes. I'm sorry, I haven't looked over here one time.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm literally
this.
It's just us.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't over.
I'm so sorry. It was bad. I mean, 10,000 homes.
So the scope of it in person is just unbelievable?
It's unbelievable. And like 10,000 homes in Altadena. I mean, imagine. So it was very busy, and we worked like 12-hour shifts.
Did you get to interview people who lost their homes and all that that were there? Okay.
Yeah, so when I was there, it was raining every single day. So on top of...
Weird.
Which it never rains there, and so they were worried about mudslides because now these sides of the mountains are completely gone. I'm sure everyone here is like bored out of their mind.
No. I mean, it's like the national story over the last.
Everyone's like, all right, let me go get a drink during this, girl. And so, so they were worried about mudslides. So that was a big concern when I was there.
Man, it's so insane. Okay, so
I'm always concerned about mudslides, but for a different reason.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of problems.
He has a few stories.
I'm filling time. I mean, you had Dirk, then you had Barry.
Yeah.
Legend.
Oh my God.
Probably the only Sooner I like.
Barry's
and
awesome.
And respect.
Yeah.
And then Agent Zero.
Agent Zero, indeed.
And then
Did you
me.
Say Agent Zero.
Agent
Zero.
How does this...
I can't say that word anymore. I can't hear
Let's
it.
See, 843.
I guess I forget his Cowboys number is not zero.
How does it work, though, when you get...
Oh, just...
When you... Like, just,
oh, did he say that? Did I miss that?
We may have.
He teased changing. Big news when he comes back.
So Good. Don't buy 13. How does it work? Who calls who? Does somebody in news call Dallas and say, hey, we need someone? Did they single you out?
Like L.A. L.A. called...
They call you? They call...
No. They called my boss.
Yeah.
And I guess they chose me. I don't know.
Because you're the most Hollywood at Fox 4.
That's honestly a compliment. That's a compliment.
It was meant as one.
Yeah, he's trying to compliment
I'm out of here, guys. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. My contract's up next month, so...
Oh, you're not out of here.
Email my boss. Tell him that I need a raise.
You're not out of here, are you?
My contract is up March...
He'll have to get another vasectomy to keep
March
you here.
March 21st.
Yeah. Can only guarantee so
what a
many
weird,
of those.
What a weird contract.
I might get...
So wait, are you not in negotiations
I'm
right
in
now?
Negotiation time.
Yeah.
I'm in negotiation time.
Okay. All right.
Well, I can't be out.
How's that going?
My station is literally recording right there. I can't be talking about this right now.
Well, it happens.
No, it's just us.
No, this is leverage. This is leverage. Right. Hey, everyone, round of applause if you want Peyton Yeager to get a raise and stay in Dallas.
Look at that. Full support.
Yeah. My boss is going to see this.
Full support from the ticket. No doubt about it.
Oh, my God. Y'all are all so nice.
Yeah. Well, Peyton.
he has an idea of what the
How much money?
250.
Yeah, 250.
Would you, a quarter of a million.
Would you accept that right now?
I would accept that right now.
Okay. All right.
Can y'all make that happen? You should all email Fox 4 and be like, pay Peyton.
Right. Send the clip.
$250,000.
She deserves it, for God's sake.
Yeah. For this clip
is
alone.
Is this why you have this up here? What is this for?
Yeah, so ask. Say,
will
hey,
I, ask, will I get $250,000?
No, will I get a raise?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
It is magic. It
also,
is magic.
Also, wait, let me just make this clear. I'm not in it for the money, but.
No, none of us are.
Money is not important at all.
None of us are. It's
Thank just, you, Peyton. And you know what's coming up next, Corby?
What?
The rant.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Peyton Yeager, everyone.
Thank you. Guys. Thank you.